three things I was certain.
One, Edward was a vampire.
Two, that
part of him, and I don't know how big that, how dominant that part is, thirsts for my blood.
And three, that I was
undeniably and irrevocably in love with him.
I had to let Catherine fill it in because I kind of forgot some of it.
I'm not sure if that was verbatim, but I think it was close.
It's close enough. I mean, it's just Twilight. Who cares? You know what's really funny is that movie had the audacity to be 2 hours long.
Oh my god, I know, right? I was not expecting it to be that long. I'm like, there's no way.
I don't remember it being that long.
That's, I thought it was going to be like a minute 45 max.
Yeah, a minute and 45 seconds.
Right. Like, that's the I don't expect trash to be more than an hour 40 minutes. Like, true. That's just how it is. If this is trash content, I'm not going to watch it if it's more than an hour 40 minutes.
That is very fair, and I can agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to get me to watch good content that's over an hour 40 minutes.
Yeah. I feel like I just want to bring this up again, but I saw Child's Play the other day, and it literally was like, it was only 90 minutes, but by the time we got to, like, the last 20, I was like, God, is this over yet?
Oh, my God. See, Revenant, too long. Blade Runner 2049, or whatever the number is, too long.
I think that one's, like, almost, I think it's three, isn't it?
I definitely slept through the middle half. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, that's fair.
I spent the whole movie confused because I don't know anything about Blade Runner. I'm not one of those people, like, I haven't seen any other movies. I honestly had no idea what it was even about. I went in, I spent the first, like, 30 minutes trying to figure, or the first, like, 45 minutes trying to figure out what's going on. I spent the middle hour asleep and the last 45 minutes trying to figure out what's going on because I slept most of the actual plot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, when it comes, I don't know. I don't want to get into that movie because I was going to say, I'm like, that's a lot to unpack. And I'll just have to explain that to you another
time. I only got through Interstellar because I took a halftime break because I was watching on my computer. So I paused it, left, did something else for a couple hours and came back.
Oh, I actually saw that in theaters, so I sat through the whole 3 hours.
I'm sure it was good in theaters. Mm. I watched it on a laptop, so it didn't hold me quite the same way.
Ah, yeah. In theaters, it was fun because, like, I didn't feel like it was 3 hours. By the end of it, I was just like, that was 3 hours?
If it's over 2.5 hours, it needs an intermission, as far as I'm concerned. I have a small bladder.
Oh, that just makes me think of Hateful Eight.
Because they had an intermission, yeah. Right? I think that needs to be brought back. Intermissions?
Well, if you're going to have a long-ass movie like that.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Avengers movies had those.
Maybe I'd go see them.
And I still do.
Because that's part of the reason I haven't seen them yet. Because if those new Avengers movies were an hour and a half, maybe I'd go watch it. But they're so long that I'm like, ugh, I'm good.
You kind of need all that time, though, because
I believe that.
Yeah.
Stop me from not wanting to sit down for that long, so.
Well, now you can watch them at home. Well, most
but
of them.
But will I?
That's the real question. And that's the thesis.
Anyways, back to Twilight.
Yeah, so I was telling you this. I'm like, I want to do, like, a recut of this movie where I just cut out all of the bullshit with James and them, and then we just do the romantic portion of just the whole series.
Surprisingly, there's not a lot left, at least in the first movie. I feel like. Because if you cut out anything that wasn't romantic Edward-related stuff...
Well, not romantic stuff. I want to cut out all the James bullshit.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, you'd still have a fair bit left.
Yeah, I think if we cut out all the James bullshit, the movie would be about, like, an hour and a half.
You don't like the murder?
I'm just not into it. Because it feels so disjointed when it comes to the movie. Because you're like, oh, this is like a romance. Like, it's supposed to be all, like, romantic and bullshit, and I'm just like, okay, I'm here for the ride of that. Especially when I initially watched the series.
Yeah.
I was here for, that's why I've always liked the first one, is because of the romantic aspect of it, and I was just like, okay, I'm okay with it, because I think that's the portion of the movie that's done well. Everything else is like,
To me, it feels very almost like K-drama in the sense that they're like, teen romance, murder!
Oh, were you getting Strong Girl? Flashbacks.
But Strong Girl's like, also, that's even more of a mix, because Strong Girl's also like, oh, it's like funny and cute and like kind of ridiculous, and like Twilight isn't funny or cute, like it really tries to take itself very seriously, so in my opinion the murder isn't quite as much of a jump. because, like, oh, it's more of a romance drama than it is, like, a comedy romance.
Yeah.
So, but, well, Stronger Old Bong Soon, I would consider more of a comedy romance thing, so.
They really haven't mastered the whole genre meshing here in America. They're really good at it with Asian content, I will say that for a fact. Yeah, yeah. Especially with their horror movies. Because there's one particular one, I think it's called Audition. I haven't seen it all the way through. I still want to.
Don't know.
But apparently, let me get into that. We were going to watch it in, I took a class in college called Global Horror, and we were going to watch it in there.
I took that class.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Hello? Christ.
Sorry, did I ignore you for too long?
Talk about scary. Big Brother's listening. Oh, so, yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to show you this movie, but I'm only going to show you the first, like, 15 minutes, because I've showed the whole movie before, and I've had people run out, and I was just like, well, clearly they were pussies.
Oh, my God.
And they couldn't deal with it. And I'm like, if they did, I can guarantee. Really? I swear, every time he brought that up, he always said, like, oh, I had some girl or whatever run out. And I'm just like, okay, well, yeah, we
in
know.
In my 4 years of film school, there has been one movie that was watched in a class where people left, and, like, six people left. And honestly, like, generally speaking, I'm, like, cool with most things. Like, I don't love horror because I just don't like being startled. It's not fun for me. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not going to, like, leave a room. But a bunch of people left this room, and I even got kind of uncomfortable because it was, like, it was a doozy. I forget what it was called. But, like...
Wait, was this in Global Horror?
No.
Oh, what movie was this?
I'm trying to remember. It's about these, like, two young adults. They're, like, homeless and addicted to drugs. And this dude is, like... So they're, like, sort of dating, but the guy is super messed up in the head. Oh, I mean, they're both messed up in the head. But he's, like, super... Like, he's, like, trying to get her to kill herself to prove that she loves him. And she, like, takes a razor and just straight up, like, cuts her... wrist, and the way that it's, like, shot and done is really hard to watch. Like, because you kind of start to think that she's not going to do it, and then she just does it out of nowhere, and it's not, like, dramatized heavily or anything like that. It's just so visceral in the way that it's done, and a lot of people had to walk out during that scene. There's another scene where they fuck in the street. It's a lot.
That's my favorite David Bowie song, Fucking in the Street.
It's still, to this day, one of the only movies I've watched where I'm like, I'm unwilling to watch this again, and it's not because, like, oh, it's, like, just, like, too long. Like, I don't want to watch The Revenant again. You know, once was enough. But this one is just so uncomfortable to watch. But, like, five people left the room during that scene because it was so hard.
And I don't think there's any movie I've seen where I'm just like, I would never watch that again. Unless it was, like, really, really bad. Like, yeah. I would never see the new Child's Play again. I've seen it once. I don't need to see it a second time.
Yeah, like, there are some times I'm like, oh, I mean, if I'm being held at gunpoint, like, I'll watch it. It won't kill me. But, like, I don't want to, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, see, it really depends. If someone holds me at gunpoint, it's like, do this. And I'm like, it really depends on the day for me, because I might just be like, just fucking pull the trigger, dude.
Oh, my God.
Also, it depends on the movie, because if it's something I really don't want to see, I'll just, like, do it now, dude.
I'd watch Twilight again.
Yeah. But I if will it were, say, like, if it were something like Miracle on 21st Street or, like, a fucking sports biopic, then no. Unless it's Remember the Titans, you might as well just do it now.
I like you in a specific movie and then, like, any sports biopic. No, thank you.
Miracle on Ice, that was the one I was thinking of.
Miracle on Ice?
Yeah, that's the one that's about, I think it's about the Winter Olympics where, like,
I don't know.
U.S. won.
What about I, Tonya? Would that count?
See, that I would watch.
I love that movie.
I would watch that multiple times.
So good. So good. I love it. I think I have watched it multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it three times. Yeah.
So good.
I saw it once at home, once in the theater, and... Actually, I might have seen it twice. No, I saw it twice in the theaters, actually.
I saw it twice in theaters, too. Twice within a week, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to be able to see a screener of it before it came out, so that was great.
I see.
But what was really funny...
I had to wait a minute before I got to see it.
Oh, well, that was just the benefit of going to grad school.
In New York, especially.
Yeah, for film. But, yeah, what was really funny was the screener I saw was before they finalized all of the visual effects. So, like, her face on, like, when she was doing the spin and, you know, she goes in slow-mo, it looked so bad. It looked like it was detached.
Oh, my God.
You're like, no.
Well, like, they turned out really well. Like, when they talked about how they, like, filled up the whole stadium and stuff, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, they filled up the entire stadium.
I just assumed.
It was an empty stadium, because so a friend of ours has the DVD, like, with all the special edition stuff, and one of them, it shows you the before and after of special effects.
Oh.
So you really get to see everything they did, and they did a lot, like, way more than you would think. It's not just the face.
Okay, so that nomination for visual effects was
warranted. It was actually pretty deserved, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. See, I was thinking, like, the visual effects were, well, I haven't seen this movie, but I've seen clips of this movie, If I Stay, with Chloe Grace Moretz, and they always talk about her face.
Oh, is that the one where the girl... Yeah,
she was on the They always talk about her face on the tele.
I haven't seen it, but I watched, semi-recently, I watched a video of someone reacting.
Oh, was it...
Yeah.
That's the exact same one I was talking about. Yeah, but before, I've actually seen that scene before, it was someone else talking about it, but I think it was, like, on Tumblr. They were just like, why is her face like that?
See, that's an example of it done poorly.
Has too much CGI for a rom-com.
Yeah. Tanya's great, though.
Speaking of
CGI.
Do
you know Tanya Harding is on the newest season of Worst Cooks in America, Celebrity Edition?
What? How am I just now finding
it? I've been trying to find it.
So funny. Yeah, I was watching Chop Junior or whatever the other night, and I fell asleep watching it, for one. But
I mean, that's what it's good for.
Yeah, I, like, watched the first round, and then I woke up. My mom was just like, yeah, the black kid won. And I was like, great! And then I went to sleep.
Amazing.
But speaking of visual effects, this movie had some great visual effects with the fucking running.
My God.
It's so bad.
I forgot how awful it looks.
It looks horrible. So it's not bad. Like... In my mind, I think I remember it being more like how they do the running effect in The Vampire Diaries. Which is decent. Like,
I don't remember it.
I mean, it kind of looks really funny. They look like they're running really fast, and they just turn into a blur, and you're like, where'd they go? But in this one, it literally just looks like they're on one of those, like, zipline rigs, and they're just like...
Yeah, or like they're on a Segway or whatever.
Yeah. Now that... Oh, wait, I think they did that in the movie Vampires Suck.
Yeah, I think they did. I remember I watched that movie...
I never finished it.
It was a doozy. I think one of the best parts was when he went naked and he had a disco ball cover in his, like, where his private parts were. It was just a disco ball. Because he was in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would probably be what it would look like. He'd be like, woo.
Exactly. So, but yeah, no, the visual effects, like, you know, I will say... Part of me really did enjoy watching it, like, unironically enjoyed it. And the other part of me was like, I can't take it seriously. And it wasn't even, like, all the stuff that, like, I already knew about, but, like, it was other things that I think, especially now, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, watch it in the 2000s and things make sense, and you watch it 10 years later and you're like, ooh,
yeah.
This doesn't...
You're like, oof.
Oof. Yeah, because it's so, like, the... I never noticed the cinematography as much as I did now. I'm like, is it because I went to film school, or is it just because, like, I don't know, I've had some time to distance myself? But I never noticed how, like, 2000s, like, music video.
It is.
These shots are.
But what's wild is it was 2008. It wasn't even, like, the mid-2000s. It was the
end. And between that and the color with, like, the just everything is super blue and the blacks are super crunched and, like, again, very 2000s, but, like, not late 2000s.
Yeah.
And then.
I do almost appreciate the fact that they have true black, though.
Yes, I do, because so few movies have that now, though.
Yeah, I think I was watching something the other day, and I was just like, oh my god, it's true black.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised, because I remember you telling me about, like, how so many movies these days are, like,
Marvel
a little
movies white. Especially have gotten a lot of crap for that. Mm. Like, a bunch of people have taken their movies and, like, used the eyedropper to be like, this is brown.
Yeah. this is not black.
Yeah. Yeah, and, well, that's why a lot of people in general have complained about how flat the Marvel movies look, and it's because, yeah, lack of true blacks and then lack of, like, brighter colors. They just don't saturate the colors a lot.
Yeah. Which is funny, because in the thousands, you remember how, like, saturated everything was for no reason?
Right. And, I mean, one of the reasons they've given Marvel especially a hard time for is because it's, like, a superhero movie, and you think of, like, comics as being very, like, colorful and contrasty, and then you get these Marvel movies that are flat.
Yeah.
And then Thor Ragnarok came along, and you're like, oh my god, color!
Well, that's Taika Waititi for you.
It's true, yeah.
But at least the coloring in this movie was warranted for what it is. Especially because they're in fucking Forks, Washington.
Like, I wish it was done a little more gracefully and it wasn't just, like, flat blue. Because, like, you can make things look blue and cold without making it look like there's no other color.
Yeah. It pretty much is, like, a noir with blue.
Of course there was less technology then than there is now, but it's still, like, I know you could do better than this, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, they had enough technology to color grade it
like this isn't the 50s, like...
Yeah, they literally just took all of the other colors out, and I'm like, you could have left in, like, a little bit of...
It's just blue-green.
Yeah, I'm like, you could have left in a little red and orange just to, like...
Just something... Just to give anyone any skin tone.
Yeah.
Like... Some of the characters, vampires not having skin tone, makes sense. Even Bella, because her whole thing is she's a pale bitch. Whatever. Makes sense. But, like, you can't tell me every single person in this town has never seen daylight. Like, you get vitamin D when it's cloudy, too. Like...
Honestly, I think it's the only rational reason why they live there. They're like... They scouted the town. They're like... Everyone here is a pale bitch. We can live here.
You know, oh my god. Well, they make a point about how they live there because, like, it's not sunny that often or whatever. Yeah. That's why they moved from Alaska.
Because it got sunny?
I guess because Alaska, they used to be in Alaska because it wasn't as sunny.
Yeah, see, that's my question is, like, where do they move to? Because they talk about, like, moving places back and forth every, like, once in a while. And I'm like, well, where do they move to? Because I know they... Talk about being in Alaska, but I'm like, other than Alaska, where else do they go?
What they should do is they should go to Montana, buy 100 acres, live in the middle of it. Problem solved.
Exactly. That's really all they have to do. Is I'm like, you guys have enough money to have this, like, nice ass. That's basically what they did with their house in fucking Forks. They're just in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, we have to live in high, or we have to start in high school. It's like, I mean, y'all are like. I feel like they could fly under the radar and just not go to school.
It's true. Just be like, oh, we're homeschooled.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would probably be better because then there's less of a record of you.
And then when they're weird as hell, people are like, oh, it's because they're homeschooled.
Exactly. They're like... really not thinking about, like, they're really not thinking about blending in as well. They don't blend in as well as they think they do.
They stand out so much. The whole just standing up in the Jeep as it's pulled in, it's like, don't draw attention. Let me stand up in the Jeep.
Yeah, no one does that. Well, unless
I guess let's all date each other even though we're foster siblings. That won't attract attention.
That won't raise anyone's suspicions. That won't get the, what are they called now? The fucking child services person to come by?
Protection services?
Yeah, they're just like, what are these children doing? There's so many questions. And then when they first introduce them, they're all wearing white. And I'm just like, yeah, because that doesn't look suspicious or weird.
It's because they're Mormons.
I know. They might as well have just said, like, we're in a cult. Then I'm like, honestly, all they had to do was just be like, yeah, we're in a cult or something. And all of their weird behavior would have been easily ignored. Like,
I do like, love, though, get it. Like, how they're all like that. And then, like, as they're introduced and all of them come in the cafeteria, they're like, that's Alice. She's super weird.
She's super weird. No, that's super weird. That's Alice. She's super fucking annoying.
She's quirky.
That's why she's always annoyed me because, like, even in the books, they made her super fucking annoying.
Yeah.
She was just literally a manic pixie dream girl for no fucking reason other than the fact of just being one. And then she's like, I can see the future and just flips around and bees annoying.
How much do you think Jasper got paid? The actor who played Jasper got paid in this movie to mostly just stand in the background.
Imagine Emmett. He got, like, Kellen Lutz who played Emmett.
He did more than Jasper, though, I feel like. At least, like, doing more. He had more lines.
Yeah, but think about the series. He's in the whole series and basically does nothing.
That's fair. Does Jasper ever do anything? I don't remember.
Yeah, and think it was either in the second movie or the third when they, like, talk about his, like, backstory or whatever.
Right. Well, so they talk about Emmett's backstory a little bit, don't they?
Do they? I don't know. I asked you earlier and you were just like, nah, I don't think they do.
I think they talk about all of their backstories at some point. I don't remember when. It's been far too long for me. I might still have my Twilight books back at my parents' house. I can look.
I was going to say, this will be quite a trip down memory lane for us. We'll just be like, ah, now I remember.
Yeah, I might still have some pages dog-eared, you know? Like, yeah. It's...
I remember Jasper's backstory was something about him being, like, a soldier in the South or something. And then he was, like, he either trained vampires or some shit like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of army thing.
Yeah, which didn't really make sense to me now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe when we get to that point in the movies, it'll make sense. Yeah.
I feel like of all the backstories, I do feel like Emmett didn't have one that was especially, like, tragic.
Or interesting because we didn't remember it.
I could be wrong, though. I mean, to be fair, I didn't remember Jasper's until he said that. I'm like, oh, that rings a bell.
Yeah, but I vaguely remember his, and then I remember Rosalie's just because I was...
Hers was the most interesting.
Well, yeah, because they were like, oh, she just, like... Wasn't it, like, after she was turned into a vampire, she just, like, started showing up places, like, as a bride just to, like, fuck with people?
Well, I think, like, all these guys... She was supposed to get married, and, like, all these guys, I think, raped her or something like that. Or, like, attacked her or something like that, and she turned into a vampire and then, like, turned into a bride and, like, went back and killed them all or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's
like, it was something along those lines, I want to say.
Yeah, hers was one that was really tragic.
It was tragic, yes.
I mean, even Edward's story really isn't all that tragic. It's just, like, he was 17 and had Spanish influenza. And, like, then Carlisle was like, I'll turn you. I feel bad.
Yeah. I want to say they go more into why Carlisle was like this boy, this one. But again, I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's been too long.
Maybe he was just picking out a kid who was just like, he kind of looks
like
he could
be mine. Where's the Twilight fan wiki when I need it?
Exactly. We could be doing that right now.
I follow a Twilight blog. I don't know how it happened. I don't ever remember following a Twilight blog. I think it's one of those that, like, turned into a Twilight blog.
That's even funnier. You're just like, so I didn't used to be one, but then suddenly I got really
it. Tumblr does that all the time, though, where you're just like, how did I end up following this blog? And then it's like, they probably, I guess, just changed sometime along the way, because it's like, I've never, like, actively tried to do this.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me a couple of times with some Glee blogs.
Yeah.
Like, people literally just they just suddenly turned into Glee blogs, and
which,
I'm just
like not
Glee's
in this
been
year,
over.
2019?
Yeah, I was like, Glee's been over for years. I'm very confused.
Yeah, no, same here. Also, I would like to say, I just did some spring cleaning on my Tumblr yesterday, and I went through all of my following blogs, and I unfollowed anyone who hasn't posted in the last, who hasn't been active in the last 3 months. And I also, when I saw URLs that looked like content I wasn't interested in, I'd click on it, and if I didn't like their content, I'd unfollow them. You know, do you know how many, like, Doctor Who blogs there still are to this day? In addition to, not just Doctor Who, Sherlock, BBC Sherlock blogs everywhere. And I'm like, y'all, this show was dead and gone a long time ago. Even before it was dead and gone, you know? And
those
people
super
still be out here posting about it, and I'm like...
Those super hulaks are very dedicated.
See, it was rough, because when I first got into Tumblr, I liked Sherlock, and I liked Supernatural. And, like, I had watched some Doctor Who, but I wasn't that into it. And so I wanted to follow, like, things that were interested in that, but, like, I didn't want to be a part of that community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, can I just be a part of each one separately?
And the answer was no. Because they intermesh so
much.
There's
still some signs from my past that I'm trying to get rid of, but I think they're almost all gone at this point, unless another one turns into one, which, again...
You never see it coming.
Know, yeah.
You never see it coming until the content's on your timeline, and you're right. Like, well, fuck.
Well, it's like, especially before before the porn ban on Tumblr, I've never actively followed a porn blog. Did that stop them from showing up under my following? No.
Of course not, because Tumblr after dark.
Oh my god.
It's like, whoop, it's horny hours. Everyone's just posting about porn.
Oh my god, really? There are some people who, like, would post, like, funny memes and stuff, and that's what I go on Tumblr for. I'm like, I want to laugh. I don't want political stuff. Like, I'm not saying I'm not interested in political stuff, but that's not why I'm on Tumblr. I want memes. I just want to laugh. That is all I'm here for. And then there would be people I'd follow who, like, would post memes, and then every now and then would post a penis, and I'm like...
Well, I guess this is where we are.
Well.
The inside of a person's mind.
Thanks, Tumblr. Speaking of the inside of a person's mind, I super forgot Edward could read minds.
Yeah.
I forgot that they all had, like, powers. Like, that's not, like, I forgot so many, like, big things.
Mm.
And then that scene where they go to dinner, they walk up to the restaurant, and suddenly in my mind, I'm like, mushroom ravioli, like, I wanted some mushroom ravioli, like, I could taste mushroom ravioli, right? And then they walk in and order mushroom ravioli, and I'm like, how can I remember that? And not anything else. Like, the whole subplot with those three vampires trying to kill Bella or whatever, totally forgot about that.
That's so funny because that's like a prominent fixture in my mind.
Something about that ravioli, man. Food really gets to me.
It's just that. I only remember all of the food.
People
from all
tell
of
me movies. About food, and I'm like, yeah, you're right.
So, wait, did you remember this this scene where they come in, where he takes her to the house, and they're like making the. What were they making? They're making some type of Italian dish. Did you remember that?
No, because they never, like, you know, they never really eat it, you know?
Oh, that's why.
They're, like, kind of making it, but I'm like, no. I also forgot that she goes to his house to meet them as an official thing. Again, I don't remember most of the movie, which is why I think part of me did unironically enjoy watching it, because I honestly didn't remember so much of it. Like, there are some scenes that I remember so clearly, and then others that, like, gone out of my head.
Yeah. Well, Twilight is at least fun garbage, because it's like...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Especially at this point, it's like, you know, back then we were kind of into it, because when this came out, it was like, what, 2008? So
like,
I
wanted to like it when it first came out.
I was like a senior in high school, I think, or I might have graduated, I can't remember. But I was... Oh shit, I'm dating myself.
I was...
Everyone banging. Forget that. So, so I was like, you know, it was one of those points where... It's kind of like when High School Musical came out and I was, like, too old for it to be, like, for me.
I was target age group.
Yeah,
target audience.
I wasn't the target demo until, like, well, it wasn't even the second one where I was the target demo. It was just me and my friend just got really into it and watched it.
As you should.
Multiple days, like,
as you
multiple
should.
Times that
it's
summer.
It's quality content.
Yeah, and, but I just remember not being all that, well... I want to say I wasn't all that into it, but I think what it was is I was low-key into it because I've always been interested in the supernatural and, like, vampires and shit like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, as more vampire content has come down, I have come down.
Yeah.
As more vampire content has, you know, surfaced and whatnot, I've become less and less into it.
Right. Well, I feel like late 2000s, early 2010s, like, the whole vampire thing really, like...
Oh, yeah.
It boomed. So big, yeah.
Because you know how Hollywood is with trends, because it was...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was like before. I guess slashers? But, I mean, this isn't even part of the horror genre per se, so...
Right. I mean, I definitely read a number of vampire books in my day, especially that those kind of vampire stories, like Twilight. I was also its target audience for that as well.
Yeah.
So, I really like Twilight. I read all the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I think the big thing now is
a number of other books
just...
that I don't really remember anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the big thing now is just aliens.
Yeah, I read some that were less romance, too. Like the Darren Shan, something like that.
Are those
like
cursed
horror
books?
He did one on vampires, which was like... Oh, I don't even remember.
Wait, are you going to say Vampire Academy?
No. It was a horror series, and then he had another series about demons that I also read.
Mm.
I just don't remember what it's called. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna have to like let me know what that was because I don't know what that is. I watched that Vampire Academy movie a couple of years ago, like a year or two ago.
How's that?
As bad as one would think.
All right.
I think what they were trying to do with it is they were trying to turn it into, like, another Twilight type of thing because it's a franchise, or not a franchise, a series of books,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't catch on.
Okay, so the vampire series was called Cirque de Freak.
Oh, okay, yeah, those books.
The Saga of Darren Shan series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there's the Demonata series that was about demons that I also read.
Wait, how many Cirque de Freak books were there?
Dude, I don't know.
Weren't there, like, eight or something?
There were a lot, and I'm pretty sure I read all of them in, like, a week.
I think they came out when I was, like,
really
in middle school.
I loved those books.
Yeah, they did a movie.
I remember I read them when I was in sixth grade.
Mm. Yeah, I think it was... Well, I don't even remember, honestly. But, yeah, I think they did a movie. series, or not a series. I think they only did one movie.
I never saw it. I heard it wasn't great.
It's not.
Yeah, so...
We should watch it.
Oh, God. I don't know.
You don't want the nostalgia of your childhood to be shattered.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, so, like, I was a huge Twilight fan, and then as a child... When the first movie came out, I watched it in theaters and was so disappointed, I never liked Twilight again. Literally, by the time the second movie came out, I was over it. Like, gone. Because, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, especially when you're younger and, like, younger teens age, you get to that point where you're like, oh, I love this thing. And then you're like, I no longer like this thing. It's cringy and I hate it. You know, I got to that point by the time number two came out.
I was going
to
say, those feelings switch, like, real quick.
Right. And so, yeah, that happened to me. I went from, like, memorizing the entire, like, first page of the first book of Twilight to, like, not, like, wanting to go anywhere near it. I remember I did watch the second one, but I specifically watched it with friends making fun of it the whole time. Which, like, as you should, TBH. Because even when I liked the series, the second book was my least favorite. Whenever I reread it, I would just skip past the part where she's in that deep depression because it was so boring to me.
I never
cared about any of that shit. I'm like, whatever.
The funniest part of the second one, and I know we'll talk about this ad nauseum when we watch the second movie.
I'm so excited.
I know I am too. Is just in the books, it's funny because it literally just, like, it's blank pages.
Oh, my God, I know.
But in the movie, it's, like, dramatized way differently, and it's so funny.
It is.
Like, her being depressed in the second movie is so funny, but in the books, she's just super annoying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just Bella's character in general. Actually, I wanted to talk about her character because, like, we both kind of, like, touched on this when we were watching it, but you were like, I'm so upset that this movie series made me, like, dislike Kristen Stewart for as long as it did. And I'm like... The funny thing is I'm like, I disliked her for about, like, 2 minutes when everyone else was, like, trashing the series and saying she wasn't a good actress. I've never thought Kristen Stewart was a bad actress. Yeah. If anything, I've always thought she was a great actress. She was just doing the best with what turd she was given.
Right. No, and, like, looking back, I definitely realized that. But, like, I was young at the time, and I didn't know her. I hadn't seen her in anything else. I also thought Robert Pattinson was bad. And then I think I saw him in Water for Elephants, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's, like, a real-ass human being who can emote.
Well, the thing with me is I didn't watch... I watched the movies first, and then I read the books. I think... It was the first two. So I watched the first two movies and then I started reading the books.
Uh-huh.
So by the time the third one came out, I had read the third book. But I remember reading it and I was like, when I read through it and realized her character basically is the exact same in the movies as it is in the books, I was like, oh.
Makes more sense.
It's not, I'm like, it's literally not Kristen Stewart. It is just this character in particular.
Right. Well, you know, the funny thing is, so the third book, from what I remember, or third book slash, I can't really speak for the movie, but the third book, from what I remember, was one of my may have been my favorite.
It was my favorite, too.
I don't remember anything. Like, I don't remember the major plot for number three.
So the major plot for number three is, like...
Is that when she goes to see the Vampire Council or whatever they're called?
The second one.
You're right.
That's, like, the second...
What happens in the third? I know she's just trying to get Edward to fuck her the
whole
time.
So, in the third...
I know that.
Yeah, in the, like, third one, she's done with Edward's games. She's really just like, we need to fuck. I don't know why you're playing so many games with me. Like, I want the dick. I want it now. Like, that's...
She wants that, what you call it, the popsicle.
Yeah, she wants the popsicle. That's the whole... Oh, that's pretty much the premise of the third movie. But in the background, Victoria's all like, I'm gonna turn a bunch of, like, people into vampires and build up an army, and I'm gonna, like, go destroy the Cullens. That's what the third one is.
Well, they fight the army in number four?
No, see, I don't think that's Victoria in number four.
I think it's a different
thing. That was when they think the Volturi is coming.
I remember that's a whole thing.
Yeah, number four actually is just, like, them getting married and, like, all that romantic bullshit. And then five is supposed to be when the Volturi come.
Okay, and, yeah, you're right.
Which was a carryover from the second one.
Yeah.
But the third one was when they had the carryover from the first one with Victoria.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Well,
because, you know, that, like...
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, because Jacob is with Bella in the third one, and he, like, takes her up in the mountains, and that's when they, like, cuddle
shit.
Oh,
yeah! The whole tent thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that now. Okay, yeah.
I remember way more of the series than I would like to admit.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I'm very good, like, I'm very good at remembering movies. I don't know what it is. I've always been very good at it.
What was that part near the end of the first one that we, when we were just watching it, that just really killed both of us? It was near the end. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Wait, was it the montage part where she was just like, shoo, 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 remembering all these things? Or was it the hospital?
I don't remember.
There were a lot of bits.
It was like one specific thing that happened. Like something someone said or a shot or something, and we both lost it. I was like wheezing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but fuck. It was like,
what was it?
Right there towards the end. Was it when Jacob was like, my dad paid me to come talk to you?
It may have been around that, but I don't think it was that.
Damn it.
Although that was funny.
I can't remember. We just laughed at it.
Oh, God. I don't know what it was. It was just ridiculous, and I wasn't expecting it at all, and it really killed me.
Oh, damn it. What was it? It had to have been around there, because...
It was near the end. Like, she went to prom, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she came down the stairs with her boots.
Stupid-ass shoes.
Her boots and her Converse. Her dad was like, hey, I got you more pepper spray.
And she's like, Dad.
Yeah, they go to the prom. She talks to Jacob after he comes out from behind the tree, and you're like, how long's he been waiting there? Yeah. To which, honestly, the real question. He probably had been there for a full 2 to 3 hours.
Honestly, yeah.
Just waiting. I'm like, you can't just go to her house. You know where she lives.
Specifically, goes to the prom where she is with her boyfriend to tell her to break up with her boyfriend, because that's the most convenient time and place to tell her to break up with her boyfriend.
Honestly, this was 2008. He could have just sent a text message.
This is true. She has a phone. We've seen it.
Yes. Or even more annoyingly, he could have sent her a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happened after that? Okay, so he was like, blah, 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 and then Edward shows up, and he's just like, the wolves descend. Ha, ha, ha. Foreshadowing. They go inside.
Do a prom picture.
Yeah, we were talking about the one dude and how she said that she was going to be in Jacksonville and then shows up to prom anyway. Like a fucking
told
liar.
There's a non-refundable ticket.
I know. Like, literally lied to his face. Well, the funnier part is I don't even think she was lying to his face at the time. Because she was going to go to Jacksonville.
I don't think she was going to... I think the non-refundable ticket was a lie.
Yeah.
Like...
Unless she got, like, the cheapest flight available. To which, I mean, girl, we've all been there.
True.
That's how you get stranded places.
God, I just wish I could remember what it was.
I know, it had to have been around that part.
I just know it was near the end.
Yeah, and that, really, after that, all they do is
guess
they go
guess we should go watch it again?
Yeah, guys, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna go watch the whole movie all over again.
Oh my God.
No, because the only thing that happened after that was her and Edward talking... In the gazebo, all those people leave, and then you ask me if that was Victoria, and then that was the end of the movie. So what was it?
Maybe it was before that part with Jacob. Mm. Before prom.
Yeah. I remember... Oh! Now I remember what it was.
What?
It was the part where they were talking about, like, how she ended up in the hospital. They're like, you fell down too
far. Oh, yeah! And then through the window!
That was the funniest thing I... I don't remember that part at
all. It was that, yeah.
Oh, that's like the best excuse I've ever heard for why
you're thrown around a room of mirrors with a vampire, by a vampire, gets bitten by a vampire, then another vampire sucks out half of her blood, and then they're like, oh, she like fell down 2 flights of steps and then flew out a window.
And she lost a lot of blood.
That explain the bite marks on her forearm that are huge. I'm dead.
I can't get over the fact that they intercut the little bits of her falling down the stairs.
Oh my God, I know.
For our benefit as viewers. It was for no one else's benefit.
Like, we could have just said it.
Yes.
This movie just loved their flashbacks.
You know what? I really have to go. We have to go back and thank Catherine for this movie. Good old, I forget what her last name is. The director of this movie, her name is Catherine something.
I feel like it's Catherine O something.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, in my mind, I wanted to say, like, Catherine Flanagan, but I know that's not right. Hey Siri. Yeah. I don't think that's what I'm trying to think. I'm like, is there any other funny bits from this movie that I don't remember?
I mean, there are so many.
But hold on, Spider Monkey.
We don't have that wasn't even funny. That was just cringe.
I'm gonna use that throughout this whole series. I hope everyone's ready.
Oh, I need to go get some body glitter.
Oh yeah.
So I can do the "this is the body of a killer."
I still can't believe how fucking dramatic. He is so dramatic. That was just the whole thing with Edward's character. He is just dramatic for no reason. He's all like, "I'm a killer." And he wanted to scare her off. All he had to do if he wanted to scare her off was just do, like, literally just go kill something. That would have scared her. Oh, there we go. Shimmer body cream.
I found my shimmer body cream, guys. This is what a killer looks like.
So you're going to do Twilight cosplay now? Oh, goodness. She's going for it. All right, let's see how it works. Do you have a light? You gotta turn on the light on your phone and see if it works. This is like one of those YouTube videos.
This is what a killer looks like, Chad.
That's exactly what he looks like in the movie, though.
What he looks like. They just got some shimmer body cream from Bath and Body Works is what they did.
No, even worse. They spent money on graphics
for it. Oh,
my God. When all they really had to
do. See, Twilight, it's all about the practicals. I'm wearing this to the beach tomorrow.
Oh,
and I'm gonna shimmer like Edward does.
Please do a video.
Oh, I will. I'll send it to you for Instagram.
I know I squandered my past weekend. I didn't do my. I got some on my leg. You know that Nikki Blonsky video where she's like, "Day 3 of Kazukan."
No.
Okay, well, I'll definitely have to send it to
Great.
You.
Great, I'm looking forward to it.
But I'm so sad because like. I was in a shitty hotel this past weekend, and I had an opportunity to do that, like, recreate that video. I completely forgot to do it.
Dude.
I was tired.
I'm disappointed in you.
I had a long weekend of doing stuff. I walked a lot. I walked a lot on my Pokemon Go. I got over 25 kilometers.
Hey, there you go. That's a lot of walking.
Yeah. That's why I get mad with, like, the fucking rewards in Pokemon Go. It's, like, 5, 25, and 50. I'm like, this isn't rational.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten really close to 50 before. I got to, like, 48.
Whoa, so for close. You, because you walk back and forth your car so much.
Yeah, it's mostly because I put it in my pocket when I go riding.
Cheating. I love it.
Easy 7 kilometers.
Love that. At least
in one day.
Yeah, at least 7 a week.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually somewhere between, like, 7 and 9 kilometers for each time I ride.
Ooh, you must hatch a lot of eggs, then.
If I remember to put them in the incubator. That's the thing. That's the issue. I'll be like, no eggs hatched this week. And I'm like, bitch, what? You said I walked 30 kilometers. I'm like, oh, I never put an egg in.
And that's why.
I think I've had an egg ready to hatch for like 3 days now, and I just keep forgetting to open the app, so. I'm very dedicated.
I'm very dedicated to my Pokemon Go. So I'm super excited to watch the rest of these movies now, just because
oh my God,
I'm remembering
me too.
So
me
much that happens.
Too. I'm thriving. I'm so excited.
Yeah, the first one is fun, especially since, are we going to watch this with other people? Are we going to watch these with other people?
I think it'd be fun to have some guests on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm really looking forward to the last two, because I've only seen the first 20 minutes of the fourth one, and I've never seen the last one.
Oh, my God.
Because I remember I was on the plane, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch it. I made it 20 minutes in and was like, I can't. Actually, I don't even think I made it 20. I think it was closer to 10, 15. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Ugh, the last 30 minutes of the fourth one are so good. They're so funny. Also, I also love the, like, costume design in, like, the latter ones of this series. Mm. Just especially, like, Kristen Stewart in that tan dress in the fourth one, like she did for the promos. I'm like, she looks so good in that dress. But, you know, Kristen Stewart's super pretty anyway.
It's true. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I'm
obsessed with her.
We love a bi-con.
Yeah, I think the day that my mind finally switched and became a true Kristen Stewart stan is that Totino's skit she did with SNL.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a Tostino's commercial. I'm like,
no,
what?
No. She did, like, the Totino's
Oh, yeah, for
skit.
The, like, it was, like, a
yeah,
fake
where
Super
like
Bowl
a,
commercial?
Yeah, and it was, like, a, like, French gay film or whatever. Oh, so good. I love that. It's probably one of my favorite SNL skits of all time.
Which is funny, because I think Clouds of Sils Maria came out around that time, too. But, yeah. I've always been a Kristen Stewart stan, even since, like, I think I became a stan back with The Messengers, which is an old horror movie. She did in, like, 2000.
I feel like after Twilight, she didn't really do any blockbuster stuff. She was really sticking to, like, smaller things.
Oh, yeah, she went the indie route. She became an indie darling,
which was good for her career. And I didn't really watch indie movies until I went to film school.
Well, she honestly needed to do that because, everyone was, like, talking shit about her and being like, she can't act. And she was just like, okay, well, I'll go do these indie movies. Literally, just like, I'm at Cannes every year now. While everyone else is at home talking about Kristen Stewart sucks, and she's just like, okay, well, you're at home.
You're at
home. I have a great haircut and a girlfriend, so.
Yeah, true.
Love that. Love that energy for her. So, you know, just get ready for the rest of these movies, guys. There's four more to go. I'm so excited.
Go buy your shimmer body cream and buckle in.
Yeah. You better hold on, Spider Monkey. As always, thanks for listening, guys. Gucci!